At 7:06 here this morning, we have 48 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here in Atlantic, and just a few light sprinkles here right now. We've only picked up a 1/100th of an inch of rainfall here at the KJN studios. Looking for a high of 64 here today. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJN News. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office announced the arrest of two young adults on separate charges on Friday. At approximately 1:02 in the afternoon, deputies arrested 20-year-old Jesse Allen Luft of Villisca on a valid warrant for simple assault. Luft was transported to Montgomery County Jail and is being held on bond. Later in the afternoon at 3:53 p.m., deputies arrested 22-year-old Jacob Lauren Johnson of Sydney for driving while revoked OWI test failure. And Johnson was taken to Montgomery County Jail and is also being held on bond. Two people were injured during a rollover accident that took place on Friday morning in Page County. Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports a 1998 Jeep Cherokee driven by 48-year-old Keith Vickers of St. Joseph, Missouri, was traveling north on Highway 59, about a mile north of Imogene Corner, when Vickers fell asleep at the wheel. He awoke just in time to see the SUV heading toward a ditch. The vehicle missed a curve in the road and entered the east ditch. When Vickers tried to correct his error, the SUV rolled three times before coming to rest on the driver's side. A passenger in the Jeep, 50-year-old Donna K. Riggs of Walnut, who was asleep at the time of the accident as well, suffered non-incapacitating injuries and was transported by Essex Rescue to the Shenandoah Hospital. Vickers suffered what were described as possible injuries but did not require treatment. Both occupants of the SUV were wearing their seatbelts and the Jeep was totaled in the crash, which occurred at around 5:25 a.m. yesterday. No citations were reported. Cass County Assessor Brenda Nelson says in conjunction with the Cass County Soil and Water Conservation District and the Cass County Extension Office, the Cass County Assessor's Office has implemented the new Iowa State Soil Survey. The total ag land value for the county will not change. It will only be redistributed based on the new CSR points. Cass County, along with Dickinson County and part of Osceola County, are the only counties in Iowa that have implemented the soil survey with the new CSRs. If you have any questions or concerns after receiving your assessment roll on or about April 15th, you can call the assessor's office at 712-243-2005, and you can also visit their website as well at www.beacon.schneidercorp.com. A jury has awarded a Sioux City Republican Senator Rick Bertrand $231,000 in damages in a defamation lawsuit over a negative television ad in the 2010 election. The Sioux City Journal says the Woodbury County jury awarded the damages late Friday. Bertrand filed the lawsuit in October of 2010 against his Democratic opponent Rick Mullen and the Iowa Democratic Party. Bertrand claimed he was defamed by a campaign ad that argued Bertrand put profits ahead of children's health. The Iowa Democratic Party paid for the ad, which was approved by Mullen, and jurors deliberated for more than 4 hours, and they ordered Mullen to pay $31,000 and the Democratic Party $200,000. Bertrand declined to comment after the verdict was read, and Mullen also had no comment. Bertrand did defeat Mullen in that election by 286 votes. Governor Terry Branstad and Iowa lawmakers have invested plenty of time on proposed reforms to Iowa's public schools, but it looks like big changes to the education system are unlikely this session. Branstad initially offered a number of proposals, including linking teacher pay to performance in the classroom, requiring potential teachers to meet grade point standards before they could seek education training, and holding students back if they didn't meet reading benchmarks. After complaints from teacher groups and others, Branstad delayed the proposed salary changes, and now it appears that many of his other proposals will fall by the wayside due to disagreements with Senate Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Michael Gronstall notes the legislature likely will approve plans to increase spending on early elementary programs. Two rural Messina residents were injured during a two-vehicle collision on Thursday evening between a Chevy Blazer and a Chevy Suburban southwest of Messina. According to dispatch reports, the accident happened near the intersection of 710th and Wichita Road in Cass County. Officials say the Blazer, driven by 18-year-old Courtney Reed of Griswold, was traveling westbound on Wichita Road when it went through the intersection at 710th and hit the northbound Suburban driven by 53-year-old Dan Ankenbauer of Messina. The Suburban ended up in the ditch while the Blazer came to rest on the roadway. The accident happened around 5:15 p.m. Dan Ankenbauer and his passenger, 54-year-old Kathy Ankenbauer, suffered non-life-threatening injuries and were transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital by Cumberland and Messina Rescue. A Red Oak team was arrested on Thursday night on a possession of marijuana and OWI drugged first offense charge following a traffic stop in Red Oak. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 17-year-old Cole Ryan Keir was taken into custody at around 11:50 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail for processing before being released to one of his parents. And police in Red Oak say 28-year-old Ryan Dean Adams of Red Oak was arrested on Friday at around 2:40 a.m. in Red Oak on a charge of public intoxication. Adams was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says this spring's drier than normal weather has helped keep space free for floodwaters in the reservoirs along the Missouri River. The Corps said Friday that nearly all of the 16.3 million acre-feet of the planned storage space for floodwater remains free because March was so dry. The Corps says now that runoff in the Missouri River should be about 94% of normal this year, but that could change because it is still early. Last year, late spring rains combined with heavy snowpack to force the release of massive amounts of water from the dams and record flooding along the 2,300-mile-long river. And Corps officials say appears to be enough water this year to provide for full navigation from Sioux City to St. Louis. Dozens of leaping carp have been caught in East Okoboji Lake and one in Spirit Lake in northern Iowa, but officials say they aren't likely to reproduce because the invasive fish prefers large rivers for spawning. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says a commercial fishing company caught the carp in late March and early April. Last summer's flooding on the Missouri River allowed the fish to swim past barriers, and biologists feared it had entered the glacial lakes via a creek. Local leaders are trying to raise $700,000 for an electric barrier. Biologists say since water levels have fallen, there is less a threat of additional fish entering the lakes. Silver carp, which can reach over 50 pounds, tend to leap out of the water and have harmed boaters. And hundreds of horses will be clip-clopping alongside many Iowa roads today as part of the annual Pony Express ride to benefit Camp Sunnyside near Ankeny. The ride is an Easter weekend tradition dating back more than four decades. Carol Bailey is spokeswoman for the Pony Express Riders of Iowa.
In the last 44 years, we have raised over $8.9 million to benefit the Easter Shields Camp Sunnyside, the programs that they offer the disabled Iowans. So we are hoping to increase that total by, a couple $100,000 anyway this year.
The first year the ride was held in 1968, it brought in about $12,000. Last year's event gathered $207,000 for the camp. Renee Bell, spokeswoman for Easter Seals of Iowa, says the riders will come in from all four corners of the state, converging on the camp for a parade at mid-afternoon.
Every year for the past 40-some years, Governor Robert D. Ray has been one of the parade marshals, and this year we're also honored along with Governor Robert D. Ray to have Governor Terry Branstad in the parade.
Many of the 300 some horses, riders, and wagons started their journey on Friday from points as far away as Decorah, Iowa Falls, and Mason City.
As they bring their collections in from all their fundraising efforts, we have a big tally board in the Camp Sunnyside Lodge, and we have music, and we celebrate all the different counties that are reporting their fundraising efforts. And then there's food and music and just great camaraderie.
The day will conclude with a victory dance at Lake Robbins Ballroom near Woodward beginning at 7:30 p.m. The grand total will be announced tonight. You can learn more at PonyExpressRidersOfIowa.org and at ia.easterseals.com. That's a look at some of the latest news this morning. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Robert Bob Vogt, age 84, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Bob Vogt will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. James John Johnson, age 78, of Brayton, died Wednesday at his home in Brayton. Funeral services for James Johnson will be held Saturday here today at 10:30 a.m. at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Wilma Elaine Rubel, age 94, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Wilma Rubel will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Leona Mae Wyatt Heilig, age 79 of Avoca, died Monday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Leona Mae Wyatt Heilig will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dennis Delbert Rote, age 61 of Dexter, died Sunday at the Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. A memorial celebration for Dennis Rote will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Robert W. Leach, age 73 of Council Bluffs, died Wednesday at his home. Graveside services for Robert W. Leach will be held Monday at 2 p.m. at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. The Cutler O'Neill Meyer Woodring Funeral Home in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Daryl Jensen, age 80 of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Daryl Jensen will be held Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Eleanor Yeager, age 97 of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Eleanor Yeager will be held at 11 a.m. on April 21st in the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Johnson Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids is in charge of the arrangements. And Eldora Peterson, age 96 of Oakland, died Friday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Graveside services for Eldora Peterson will be held at a later date. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements, and visitation is set for Monday from 5 to 9 p.m. with the family there from 6 to 8 p.m. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.